FM, Agriculture News.
I'm Elsabet Richard with your main agriculture stories this morning. Free State Agriculture's Vice President, Jacobus Strubel, his mother and his six-year-old daughter lost their lives yesterday in a car accident on the N6. The organization's president, Francois Wilken, stated they were involved in a head-on collision which happened on the N6 close to Dinaweng in Bloemfontein. Strubel, his mother and his daughter were declared dead on the scene. Wilken, on behalf of the organization, offered his sincere condolences to the Strubel family and said Strubel will be remembered as a dynamic leader with a great passion for agriculture. Various factors will influence potato production next year. According to Willie Jacob, CEO of Potato South Africa, grain prices in the summer rainfall region could result in farmers downscaling production in favour of maize and soybean, amongst other crops. OFM News' Cathy Dlodlo reports, in addition, rising production costs could result in marginal lands being taken out of production across the country, especially if prices fell below 80 rand per 10 kilogram bag of potatoes.
Jan van Zeele, farmer in the Sandveld, said fertilizer and chemical costs alone were expected to increase by as much as 50%. He says price creep could make winter production totally unviable. Adding to that, van Zeele says the unreliable electricity supply and 20% hike in electricity prices were also adding to production risks. Cathy Lodler, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
However, the wetter outlook for the summer rainfall region could result in farmers planting more potatoes in dryland areas, making up for downscaled production in other regions. And the producer prices of beef, mutton and lamb are expected to move sideways next year unless the industry increases exports. Farmers Weekly reports Gerard Skutte, CEO of the South African Red Meat Producers Organization, says South Africa currently exported 4% of its beef production, 1% of its mutton and lamb, and less than 1% of live small stock for slaughter. Skutte further adds that South Africa's red meat producers are in an ideal position given that the local red meat trades for less than the global prices. This creates ideal opportunities for exports. He says while only 4% of South African beef is exported, there's scope to push it up to 20%. And these are our main agriculture stories. I'm Elsabet Richard.
Read more on ofm.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.